Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for July 24, 2026. Tesla made headlines this week with record-breaking Q2 2026 deliveries. The company delivered 480,126 vehicles, a 25% increase year-over-year and the first year-over-year growth after two consecutive years of decline. Model 3 and Model Y accounted for 467,762 of those deliveries, with the remaining 12,364 coming from S, X, Cybertruck, and Semi. On the financial front, Tesla reported over $100 billion in revenue on a trailing 12-month basis for the first time. However, the company fell short on profitability. Operating income dropped 57% to $398 million, with operating margin shrinking to just 1.4% from 4.1% in the previous quarter. Adjusted earnings per share came in at 33 cents, missing analyst expectations. Investors reacted negatively to the earnings miss. Tesla's stock fell nearly 15% on July 23, closing at $319.69. The sell-off was driven by concerns over rising capital expenditures, which surged 142% to $5.79 billion, resulting in negative free cash flow of $1.09 billion. Tesla plans to spend $25 billion on capital expenditures this year, primarily focused on robot access and artificial intelligence. In product news, the Model Y received a significant refresh for 2026, including revised styling, a smoother ride, and a new rear seat infotainment touchscreen. A long wheelbase version called the Model Y L is now available in India with six seats. Tesla's in-car AI assistant Grok received a major expansion with the 2026 summer update. Grok can now place phone calls, search and play music, adjust climate controls, open the glove box, and answer questions about your Tesla by voice. On autonomy, Tesla reported 1.48 million active full self-driving subscriptions in Q2. The Robotaxi service is now live in seven major U.S. metropolitan areas, with three cities in Florida joining in July. Production of the Cybercab purpose-built Robotaxi has begun at Gigafactory, Texas. And in robotics news, construction for Optimus has begun at the Fremont factory following the decommissioning of the Model S and X production lines, with production anticipated later this year. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.